Hi SDFN on radio, this is DJ Gofu. I just want to let everyone know this is a later recorded Nortech Collective show since I wasn't able to have my live show archived on August 15th. It's now August 17th, and that's it. I'm going to go ahead and give the same introduction to the Nortech Collective and cue up the same tunes from this past Saturday evening, or Sunday if you think in UTC. Anyway, so the group that I am featuring today is the Nortech Collective. This is a group of different electronic artists in Tijuana, Baja California, Mexico, who combined electronica with the styles of tambora and norteño music. A lot of listeners, though, have noted that it doesn't really sound very norteño. It's really norteño sounds being sampled and infused into their own techno. So, just to give some background, though, about norteño music, it's, again, northern Mexican regional music. Most often on double and triple meter, lyrics about all kinds of socially relevant topics, accordion and bajo sexto, or the Mexican 12-string guitar, are common and most common instruments in the genre. It developed in the late 19th century by mixing local Mexican music with German, Austrian, Czech, and Polish music. There's hints of polka that you'll hear in the norteño within our Nortech music. It's popular in Mexico and the United States, but it's more recently become popular in Colombia, Chile, and Spain. Anyway, so the Nortech Collective was founded around 1999. They were signed to a recording contract with Palm Pictures, released their first album, Tijuana Session Volume 1, under the name Nortech Collective, included artists such as Bostich, Chlorophylla, Fusible, Hyperboreal, Panoptica, Plankton Man, and Terrest. They continued recording and performing together until 2008 when they disbanded. They had a second album, Tijuana Sessions Volume 3, that had a lot of critical praise and was nominated for multiple Land Grammy Awards in 2006. Let's see if there's any others that are. 2008's Tijuana Sound Machine by Bostich and Fusible was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Land Rock Alternative Album. They have some aspects of banda music as well as norteño. They've performed in the U.S. in Central Park, Kennedy Center, and elsewhere. In 2000, they performed at the Mexican Pavilion for Expo 2000 at the invitation of then Mexican President Ernesto Zedillo. They've performed on KCRW, KEXP, and KUT in Austin. And they released their final album in 2014 after disbanding. Anyway, so with that, I'm going to go ahead and start queuing up these tracks. The first one is Tijuana for Dummies.
This is Tijuana. Come.
lot of this music has the ambient sounds that might remind you of city traffic. Certainly one song coming up later, Odyssey 2000, has a really good music video on YouTube with animations of someone driving from Tijuana to Ensenada and Rosarito. Animations of a car, sounds of honking, and animations of a tuning a radio inside. Next song is Tijuana Sound Machine. Indeed, the Nordek Collective are a true electronic Tijuana Sound Machine. You can find a lot of great videos of the Nordek Collective performing live on YouTube. They've also collaborated with other bands like Banda Agua Caliente from further south in Mexico, in Oaxaca, who add warm brass sounds at their Oaxacan brass to the northern Mexican electronic music.
Sound machine.
This next song is called Tijuana Makes Me Happy.
Some people call it the happiest place on earth. Others say it's a dangerous place. It has been the city of sin. But you know, I don't care. What I care about is to see you again.
Now we proceed to Odyssey 2000, Odyssey with S-E-A at the end, so Journey to the Sea. In that past song, I think you got a picture of the types of ambiance and culture and just the general feeling of Tijuana that the group's trying to capture. That sampled car horns right now. Again, the music video for this is quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, it looks like we have a little interlude here. The next tracks that I'm featuring are a lot faster paced than these previous ones. This next one's Funky Tamazula. I imagine when you listen to it, you might be reminded of the audio visualization tools you'd see with Windows Media Player. Colors changing, or, you know, a metal dish changing direction and the light reflecting on it. Just different visualizations that would change with the waveform of the audio. This next song is Tengo La Voce, Hold the Voice. Sounds like you can hear some brass in there being sampled. We'll be right back. This next track is Revu Rockers. There's also a nice music video that goes with this track, or I guess some band members are driving through Mexico City, I think on the Periférico, the dual-level beltway around Mexico City. There's some nice scenes of a neon sign of Benito Juarez and so on. Some nice visual effects added in. Computerized visual effects. This next track is The Clap. I'm pretty sure it is what you think it is, given Tijuana's reputation for red light districts. This next song is Ova de la Campa. Very much Saudade feels on this track, a sense of nostalgia or longing. This is from Chlorophylla and Panoptica.
hacer entrar el recuerdo y hasta llorar a veces.
Next track is Casino Soul. This is the standard length version, but there's a longer version you can find on YouTube where you can see the turntable running in the video portion. I'd often listen to this while watching light and heavy rail train videos on YouTube. Definitely something futuristic like BART would, those videos would fit the feels on this track. This is from Fusible. Next track is Elemental N, I guess Nitrogen, from Plankton Man. again, this is Elemento N, and the next track is Arriba el Novio from Clorofila. My cat is coming to join me. This next track is Arriba el Novio. It's quite good by itself, but if you look at the music video, you can see... Not music video, live performance. You can see Clorofila performing with Banda Agua Caliente from Oaxaca. They also have some animations, little stick figures of the brass players. That was Arriba El Novio from Chlorophylla. Next up is South Border Bilia from Hyperboreal. I think we'll close out with Two Sabis from Panoptica. Thanks everyone for listening. This Friday at 10 p.m. on Tilna Radio and Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time will be a new episode of the Copacetic Music Hour, this time featuring Grupo Folclórico y Experimental Nueva Yorkino. I'll close out with Two Sabes from Panoptica after this. This is Two Sabes. The vocalist you're listening to is Cucu Diamantes, a Cuban musician who's collaborating with Panoptica on this record. So I guess the 21st and 22nd of August in UTC for the next show.
Lo que se sabe no se pregunta, lo que se sabe no se pregunta. ¿Para qué preguntas? Si sabes lo que quiero, si sabes lo que tengo, si sabes que me gusta. ¿Para qué preguntas? ¿Para qué preguntas? Lo que se sabe no se pregunta. Lo que se sabe no se pregunta. Si a ti te gusta, ¿para qué preguntas? Lo que se sabe no se pregunta. Lo que